Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, share number 620. We're talking about the four building blocks of being happily married and about being healthy in your expression of love, husband to wife and wife to husband. And the fourth one is the idea of giving, of being a nisein. And we talked about in the last year a couple of prerequisites in order to know how to have healthy giving. And in that subject, he talks about healthy giving also requires sometimes to break the monotony and be innovative and be mechadish and sometimes have a surprise treat of things and so on and so forth. Chaim Shmulevitz, he says, once remarked that real giving needs to be with a concerted effort to please one's spouse at that particular time, what they need. Not what you prefer to give them, but what they really need. So, for example, especially with a spouse that's HSP, highly sensitive person, or introvert, and if they're engrossed in something or they're troubled and they you know their teva is they need some time to be alone, then you allowing them that privacy, what he or she needs, that's an act of giving. That is an act of giving, giving them their space. Or you add something, you prepare your husband's lunch and you add something special there, or a note, I'm thinking of you, or something like that. Or a husband realizing that the wife is overstressed and he, whatever he's in the middle of doing in the house, he stops in order to help her out. So sometimes it does mean taking out time from your busy schedule to hear your spouse's problems and show how much you care about them. Another concept, this is from Ramosha Aaron Stern, you're successful also if you do it in small doses. Small doses, yes, a gift and surprise would make the other spouse happy. And sometimes a husband should come home with a small gift or a wife preparing her husband a special treat, especially Erev Shabbos, purchase something special, flowers, pastry, chocolate bar, whatever it is, the Torah newspapers, magazines, and something, small things. The idea of small things is based on the Rambam, small, consistent things. He writes that, and Paskins this way, that for giving tzedakah, it's better to give tzedakah in smaller amounts on a steady, steady basis than to give one large donation. Because the more you give, the more it becomes part of you. This is, look in Pirkei Avos of the Rambam, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yutes, that he talks about it there, that the etzem nesina, the giving, builds your character. So you have a bunch of dollars in shul. Let's say you need to give $10. You know you can give $10 a day tzedakah as an example. So you have a choice: give one $10 bill to one person, or split into 10. You split into 10 because each maisa nesina trains you to be giving in each dose. And the same thing when it comes to shalom bayis and with husband and wife, giving in every opportunity of consistently in small doses really matters to a great degree. One needs to also realize that sometimes when you take, you're actually giving also. You take for the right reasons, not take because you're selfish or you want to fill a void or you're, you have your own self-interest in mind, but sometimes the taking is to give a nachas ruach to the one who is giving to you. So, for example, and you have to use shikol hadas with this. Let's say a spouse received a gift from their husband or wife that's not appealing to them. And if you show any sign of disapproval, you'll hurt your wife's feelings or your husband's feelings. Now, sometimes they have a relationship where they can be honest with each other. They won't have their feelings hurt and they can communicate that. But in many situations, they'll be hurt. So in that case, where you know that if you would spurn the gift, they would be hurt, then taking becomes an act of giving. By taking the gift, you're giving your spouse the satisfaction in knowing or at least thinking that the gift is appreciated. And in reality, in your mind, by the way, if you received a gift that was not ideal to you, that your husband and wife gave with a whole heart, it needs to be appreciated, even if you didn't like that particular gift ideally. And of course, your facial expression should reflect that feeling without showing any signs of dissatisfaction. Oh, you overpaid for this. Or why did you waste your money on something we don't really need? And so on and so forth. And by the way, if a spouse does say that, you have to learn how to hold back, with that. But that's like nas devarim. You have to be very careful with that. Instead, you're surprised, you receive a b'seva upon him yafis with a beautiful smile. You know, and even if you're in a madrega or your marriage is in a situation where you could tell each other, you know, could I exchange it or whatever it is, but the initial giving and the pleasant smile and the appreciation needs to be there, because it's not really the actual object that's the real point of everything. It's the idea that you were willing to give of yourself. So as an example, you know, if a husband is on his way from work or Kyla, wherever he is, and he wants to buy his wife a fancy, he goes into the bakery, buys a fancy pastry, a certain ice cream, and he brings it to his wife, and the wife says, you know, is this the flavor you brought? There was no other flavor, or there was no other type of bun, you know, or she doesn't thank him about thinking about her. Then what happens is she's putting a damper on her husband's goodwill gesture here. So besides hurting his feelings, he may be reluctant in the future to bring home any more surprises. Like, you know, I tried and this is the cold response I got. And of course, we mentioned the example this way. It goes in the example the opposite way equally. That a wife does this for her husband and her husband has a cold response to her. You know, she will be reluctant to give and it will close her heart to a certain extent. So he brings an example over here. That a husband purchased a certain blouse, clothing, and she knew her size, bought a beautiful dress or something for his wife's birthday. And she opens it up and realizing it's not her taste. It's not her taste. So instead of making any comment or risking hurting her husband's feelings, she thought of a certain idea in her brain. She would try it on. She would tell her husband it's a little too tight or a little too loose, and could I exchange it for another size? And in reality, when she finally gets there, she'll change it not for another size but for the blouse that she likes, and then she would tell him later, you know, the shop didn't have that exact size and that blouse, so she chose a different one, and she hopes he didn't mind to diffuse it. So the husband was very, very happy that this particular blouse that she liked, and didn't seem upset at all about the fact that the size wasn't correct. Now, she went back to the store, told the owner that she wanted to exchange the blouse, and he told her the following: I have no problem exchanging it for you, but let me tell you something about your husband. I guess the owner of the store knew the couple. And the owner of the store said, last week your husband came here, walked through the aisles, looked at every single merchandise in the shop, couldn't find the perfect gift for your birthday. He noticed this particular blouse and said, oh, I found it. So the owner of the store told the wife, I'm sure that whatever excuse you made why this blouse didn't suit you, it'll be disappointing to him. And I suggest that you keep the original one and wear it. Wear it often to make your husband feel good. So that's an interesting take on it that's important to be aware of. And, you know, so that's the idea. Also, the giving of yourself overall is a tremendous idea of chesed. The tree of giving has many branches. You know, sometimes it could be a tangible thing, giving a gift, offering actual assistance, but very often it could be done passively. We've talked about this in other shiurim, providing a listening ear to one spouse. Listening may seem passive, but it's in reality a very active act of love if you do it the right way. You allow by listening, to share, to let your husband or wife share their thoughts, be a sounding board for their troubles, for their concerns. And that's a very important kayach of giving, is the power of listening to them. Another way of giving is to show interest in your spouse's matters in life. Your wife asks a husband's opinion about a household thing. Where should you hang the picture? Where should the color drapes be? And so on and so forth. Now, sometimes a husband may say, like, you know, passively, you know, whatever makes you feel good, you decide, whatever you decide is fine with me. Either because it really doesn't make a difference to him, or because he wants to give his wife the feeling that she's in charge. But Derek Klaber of Shlomo Wolbe said that attitude is not the right one, because when the wife is asking for her husband's opinion, she really wants to share her interests with her, and that indifference implies the opposite of that. So you have to be careful with that. So there's situations, again, where the husband asks his wife her opinion about something that concerns him. So giving means you take an interest. It's very interest. very, you know, very, that they should express that interest. And if the wife's choice is irrelevant to her husband, the husband should learn about his wife's taste so he can support her decision. He can make a suggestion, and she, you know, he can make her happy by agreeing with her, and use that common sense. The problems why goes through different obstacles of why sometimes couples have difficulty giving to one another. And we'll touch upon it more in the next shiur. But this is an important part in Shalom Bayis overall. When we talk about these good midos, we need to figure out why sometimes we hold ourselves back from this. And sometimes we hold ourselves back because of being very vulnerable. You know, when you want to give and you have that warmth and you express that caring, and you always run the risk of the other party not accepting it with a full heart or not react, you expect a very warm reaction back to you. And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't, and there's a colder response, even if there was no mean response, but it was just like colder or less excited. You know, sometimes one spouse is very tired, had a very rough day, and the husband or wife picked the moment to give them something. They didn't, you know, they reacted very nonchalant. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And just a little smile. And the other one's very, like, their heart sinks, very disappointed. You know, I worked so hard with this, trying to please you, and this is the power of a response I got. In reality, in that other person's mind, they do appreciate it. It's just you caught them in a bad moment, or that they're very tired or fatigued or worried about something or something like that, or distracted, and we take it personally. So it's very important to learn, and this is part of Emunah B'Tachon also. You do the right thing for the right reasons, then of course it's beautiful to have that response, warm response shining back at you. But you learn that even if you don't, your mode is in the giving. Ultimately, you're planting seeds. Ultimately, your husband and wife will appreciate it and does appreciate it, and it'll sink in later, even though right now the warm response was not yet there. So we will talk a little bit about that, about what obstacles there are, why people hold back from giving, and to work through it and to make sure that we overcome that and to give regardless. Bracha v'hatzlacha.